Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Paul Nolte is Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvestre. Paul, good morning. So what are you waiting to see here? If the president changes his mind on tariffs, or are you anxious for the consumer confidence numbers? What are people waiting for today?
Opening day in baseball.
Yeah. Let's play two.
Exactly. You know, Trump changing his mind, I think that's kind of a given. And that's part of the reason why we've seen the markets generally weak over the last, really for most of March. We got a nice bottom a week ago, and the markets have been kind of rallying since then on the expectation that maybe the tariffs will change. Maybe we'll exclude autos, or we'll do something different with steel and aluminum. So it's very much moving parts, and it's why the markets are reacting the way they are. There's not that certainty that the markets would like to see. So we've got a lot of stuff going on, and it's part of the reason why we've continue to see volatility. I mean, nobody is too upset about a 2% gain yesterday. That's still volatile, but at least in the direction that most investors like.
And the word is the Fed is going to keep rates unchanged for a bit longer, right?
Yeah, a bit, and being still subject to negotiation, I guess, or really looking at the economic data. And here's where the dichotomy comes in. You talk to consumers, you talk to businesses, and they say, you know, we're just not feeling very comfortable about it, about the economy. And if you look at the data, you look at employment, you look at retail sales, you look at durable goods orders, those are doing pretty good. And it indicates at least that the underlying economy is doing well. So there is a big difference between what consumers and businesses are saying and what they're doing. And the economy tends to follow what they're doing more so than what they're saying.
Did all financial advisors break into a cold sweat when the Fed chair used the word transitory?
Oh, gosh, yeah. That's why I usually watch that press conference with a drink in hand. And that was not on my bingo card this time. And that was one of the things that was kind of surprising, in the fact that, you know, they, again, thought that some of this tariff talk, and I think it's his way of getting around the discussion of, okay, what are the implications for tariffs? Because we really don't know. You and I have been talking about it really since early January, and we've seen a couple tariffs come on. We've seen some tariffs come off. We haven't seen the impact in the economy. We have seen imports go up dramatically as businesses try to get ahead of those tariffs. So they're importing a ton of stuff, getting ahead of that. But outside of that, we're not seeing the impact in the U.S. economy. We're not seeing it in the inflation numbers. So again, it was a surprise when he used that term, but I think it's his way of saying, you know, hey, if and when we see tariffs, it may be a one-shot hit to inflation, but after that, you won't see too much of a difference.
This has come up from time to time. You used to always hear the advice, have a diversified portfolio, and I think I asked you a number of times, is this still true? But I guess of late, that has really been the case, that if you do have a portfolio that's diversified, you weathered these stock storms pretty well, didn't you?
Yeah, looking through portfolios this week, we're flat. And that's, again, part of having some international exposure. International stocks are up 5 to 10%. The S&P is still down roughly 1 to 2%. It was down certainly more earlier. Bonds are up 2%, 2 to 3%. And what I mean by that is yields have come down. Bond prices have gone up. Value stocks have done well. The worst performing group has been the Magnificent Seven, the very largest U.S. stocks, which have been the stars of the last 2 years. And certainly we've had a lot of people going, you know, why are we bothering with the other 493 stocks? Let's just buy these seven and call it a day. So we anticipate that that will continue through this year, even into next year. But it is a big change. It's something that we've been anticipating for a while. Valuations would certainly support that, but it's certainly not going to be a straight line.
I'm enjoying what you wrote in your weekly newsletter, the adage, it's a recession when my neighbor loses their job. It's a depression when I lose my job. It's apt today, isn't it?
It is, and it's, you know, that goes back to that consumer sentiment and worries about what's going on. And it's not necessarily so much about my back pocket, but what are we extrapolating forward? We're anticipating tariffs. We're seeing all the stuff with that's going on with Doge. I've heard from clients worried that Social Security is going to disappear because of that. So there's a lot of things that are moving. And as long as the economy is doing well and jobs are plentiful, and what we've seen in the weekly jobless claims numbers is that the claims are still fairly low. The monthly jobs report, which we'll get next Friday, probably showing about 100 to 150,000 new jobs. That's still not a bad pace. But when that turns, that's when you'll start to see the economy do poorly and you'll see the markets do poorly. But so far, that's still somewhere in that future.
And that's today's transitory opinion from Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvest. Thank you, Paul. Talk to you next week.
See you at the ballpark.
Yeah. Hey, holy mackerel, holy cow.